Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Ingrained with Lottie. I am so happy to have you here with me today. And we have a special guest with us. Tiffany is a homeschool mom of three. She's the creator of the Ultimate Homeschool Community Podcast and co-founder of Tender Heart Ministries. Tiffany, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here with you.
Yes, I am so excited to learn more about you and what you have to offer our listeners and me, because I'm definitely a follower. So let's go ahead and jump right in. How many years have you been homeschooling?
Yes. Okay. So we have been homeschooling for about 5 years now. When COVID hit, we had been homeschooling for just a year before, so we were just a little bit ahead of the curve when everybody had to
Okay.
come home.
Wow. Well, that was nice. It wasn't like the sudden scary transition for the kids. So that's cool. Oh my goodness. I like it.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. And how can you do you mind sharing the ages of your children?
Sure. Yes. So right now my children are 10, 8, and 10 months. So we have
Wow.
quite an age gap. Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fun ride. When we started homeschooling, I pulled my oldest, now 10, out of kindergarten and my middle child out of pre-K.
Okay.
Yes.
And what made you decide to do that?
Well, I really felt like it was a awakening, I would say. God called me out of the career world, and I was before I had a career in interior design, and I was working 24/7, and I was barely seeing my children, and so my health was declining. I was going through some health challenges, and so I just heard God telling me, like, you need to pull them out of the system. You need to get out of the system. You need to go and homeschool, and so that's what we did. It wasn't easy. It still has its challenges, but it's gotten better for sure as we've gone along.
Good, good. It's so important to be obedient to the voice of God. So that's beautiful that you went with it through with faith,
Yes.
blind faith, because isn't it? It takes blind faith to just move forward when you're like, I don't know how this is going to work, but you just move forward
Yes.
because God said it and you know He's going to take care of the rest. So I love that. Excellent, excellent. So I want to know more about the Tender Heart Ministries. What is that ministry? When did that begin? And what exactly do you do? I know that you have some different facets underneath. So I want to know it all.
Perfect. Yes. I always love sharing about how this ministry got started because it was also a serendipitous thing. I really felt God calling me, not just to come out of the corporate world, but we had I was like Jonah. I've always been in ministry, even at a young age. I was a youth director when I was like 17, but it's a whole other story for another time. However, I felt like God was calling me to lead his sheep. And I really didn't know what that looked like back when I was hearing his voice telling me this. This was like 2017 when that happened. And it wasn't until we moved houses and we moved states. During the pandemic, we ended up moving from Florida to Tennessee, and we moved out to the country. And we started going to festivals and things because there's all these festivals around here, and we wanted to spread the gospel. So that's really how this got started. I knew I was supposed to be doing ministry, and our family was supposed to be doing ministry. I just didn't know how that was going to work until it actually happened, and it was definitely a divine intervention. We were going
Awesome.
to a festival, and I had to put paperwork down. We had to fill out this paperwork, and I'm like, we're just a family that's passing out literature. We didn't have a name at that point. I didn't have any mission statement or vision or nonprofit status, nothing. And people started asking who we were and where we came from. And so I really felt God calling me to establish this as a ministry. And so my husband and I, we went for nonprofit status. and we establish Tender Heart Ministries. And what we do is we pass out literature, Christian literature, and we have free books for kids and adults at festivals. And then we do free crafts and other fun things for children to get them coming over to the booth so we can interact with them and just share that family connection. Our whole goal is family outreach and to connect families back to each other. So everything that we encompass within our ministry is all family-based and related. We want to grow the kingdom, and that is really what we're trying to do through all of these different avenues that have come from it. I run a homeschool co-op, and that one is Nature Explorers Homeschool Collective. We have an activity group, and we have a nature-based creation science course that we do, and that program is all based on natural science, and so we learn about God's glorious nature. We have time that we spend outdoors, so everything is out at the park or at a nature center or something along those lines, and we're learning about creation. And our activity group, we do take field trips and we go on hikes and we do all these things to connect the family back to each other. And then from that, I've created the podcast. So there's a lot of moving parts and pieces in this ministry, but I just see how God is continuing to flourish it, and people are very grateful for what we have.
Yes, that's awesome. Oh, I love it. It would have been so great if you were closer. We're in Florida, so that'd be a little trip, but that sounds wonderful. So I'm curious, with your podcast, how does your podcast support everything else that you're doing?
Yeah, so the podcast really came because I felt like God didn't pull me through all of these experiences to just have them sit and not be able to help others along that journey. Our journey into homeschooling, like I said, it was not easy. I had this picture perfect idea that I was going to take my kids out of school and we were going to come home and it was going to be this fairy tale experience. You see all the Instagram posts of these picture perfect lives with these homeschool children doing their work so beautifully. Yeah. And that is not what happened when we came home. I'm a type A personality, and I'm still learning. God's still working on me. I am not a perfect parent and a perfect homeschooler by any means. And I'm here to share with others through this podcast that even though you don't have it all together, you can still step out and do it. So that's where it came from.
I love that, because you know, you just make me think about how intimidating sometimes it feels like if people start asking questions, right? Like, oh, well, what are you doing about this? Oh, what if about this? Oh, at this age, blah, 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 you know? And it can be scary to have to say, we're not there yet, or I'm not sure, I'm looking into it, or, you know, like the imperfection of learning and growing with your kids and this experience. But, and it doesn't fit in a box, and people want things to be in a box, you know? So I love that you said that it's okay. It's okay to do it messy. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Even my podcast is messy. My 10-month-old is in the background half the time yapping away. And I don't have a place where I can go in a closet in a nice room where I can podcast. But some of the parents have reached out to me, and they're thankful that I'm just getting the information out there, and they're glad to hear the baby in the background. So I'm like, yes, let's do this.
Listen, I'm about to cry, because that was for me. So I can't seem to get everything the way that it needs to be quite yet. I want to have my little space and all of that. And it's just taking more time, because I have a 3-year-old and a 7-month-old, and it's just a lot, right? And I'm just like, okay, but I need to record where there's no sound in the background. I need to do this and do that. And you just totally, through God, through you, because I know that was, you said that for me. You just gave me the go. Just do it. Just go, even if the baby's in the background, whatever the case, it's okay. And we are speaking to real life people who deal with real life. And when they can see other people who are dealing with it, it is encouraging and motivating. And so thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's
You're welcome.
wow. I didn't expect that. Oh,
Good.
beautiful.
I
Love it.
mean, I am here, and this is what my podcast is all about, is to just inspire people to go out and do it, whether they feel like they can or not. Because I thought I was, so qualified to go out and do this homeschool thing, and here my children are not wanting to do the homeschool thing, and we're fighting every day, and it was just a mess. And we worked through all these different curriculum, and we had so many problems trying to do this homeschool thing, and I had to give it to God. I'm like, okay, you told me to do this. I am trying to do it, but hear that, right? I am trying to do this. I'm not letting you do it with me. I'm trying to take control. And so I just had another conversation with somebody else about, are you done yet? Are you done trying to do it your way? Because I'm here to show you how you can do it my way, right? God's way.
Yes,
And until you're ready to surrender your way, his way can't shine through, right?
come on, you're
So we
preaching
have to,
out. That's
I
right,
mean, we
that's
have to
right.
stop. We have to stop thinking about, oh, I'm doing this because I want to do this. No, I did not want to do this podcast thing. I was told to do a podcast thing from somebody else like a year ago and
Oh,
get
wow.
all this stuff up and running. And I've always been an entrepreneur, even though maybe life hasn't been as successful. I mean, I busted my butt to get that career that I wanted, and God took that away from me because he's like, that's not what I have in store for you. You're meant for more. You need to do what I am called you to do. I'm like, okay, God, I'm all ears, but I was all ears, but I wasn't all heart, and I was still trying to hold on to things. So I start this podcast, and you've got, I mean, let me tell you, I use my phone and I podcast in my car when I'm driving
Oh, that's lovely.
with the baby in
Really?
the back seat.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm
Yes, it's
taking
that
notes.
easy. Taking
Okay.
notes.
Yes. Thank you.
I know
Okay.
there can be some distractions that I do have to edit out some things. But if I were to wait for everything to be perfect, just like with my homeschool, okay? I was sick when we started homeschooling. I mean, really sick. We didn't know what was wrong with me. I had panic attacks that would send me to the hospital.
Oh my.
Which God healed me from that. But I
Oh,
mean,
praise
I
God.
had all of these very, very rough things going on in my life while I'm trying to pull my children out, and I quit my job and we're staying home and we moved. And all these major life things happen, and we're still trying to homeschool. So, I mean, anybody can do this if your heart is in the right place, right? We are. What are we here for? Like, why do you have your podcast? Why are you sharing with people what you're sharing with them? We're here on a mission. And if we keep that in the front of our mind, why we're doing this, and you know your why, then everything else will fall into place. And it might not be easy. You might have challenges, but you know your why. And so you don't give up when the going gets tough. And we've had plenty of tough going. And the enemy's gonna come at
For
anything that you're
sure.
trying to do to promote the gospel. So just know
Yes.
you got darts on your back.
That's the truth. That's the truth. Yes, we are ambassadors for Christ, right? I
Yes.
posted a video, and so I have to remind myself of that regularly because it can be tricky, it's not tricky, but it's challenging. And sometimes you're like, does it even matter, But of course it does matter because it's for God, and God, this is what He asked us to do. So we're gonna walk in obedience because He knows the outcome. He knows the hearts that we're going to touch and the lives that we're going to change. Through, of course, it's him that changes it, but because he used us as an instrument and we allowed him to do that. And I posted a video the other day, and I got a comment, and the lady said, God put this here for me. Like you made this for me. And when I say, like, my heart was so full, because even and that's always been that's my encouragement, right? I say, even if it's just one, God is going to, there is that one person who needs this. And so I just move forward in that encouragement. of like, I know you have a plan, God. And when I got that comment, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, and her story was, it was really sad. And so I'm praying for her. But just like, wow, God, you use me to help someone. Like, it's huge. So yes, I do
Yes.
agree that we just move forward because that's our job. It's not for likes, it's not for following, it's not for money even. It's not for any of that. It's for to build up the kingdom of Christ and to help others know that they can find peace, joy, and love and comfort if they come to the Father. So yes, that is so good. That is so good. Thank you.
Amen.
Yes. Oh my goodness. So powerful. Okay. So with all of that, I am super excited. I think we'll have to get you back on another time so we can dig into some of these other things that you've been going through, because I am a new homeschool mom, and I'm sure there are many others listening or people who are, interested in and possibly looking into it and don't know where to get started. And I'd love to have you back on to kind of hear some of those beginning struggles that you worked through and what you found was working and didn't work. But really quick, if you have anything in mind, maybe just one thing that you would say that you recommend, and one thing that you would say, don't even worry about it, what would that be?
Yes. Okay. So my first thing I will say what not to worry about, because this was me. I was researching every single bit of curriculum that I could get my hands on. And I will tell you, when you first start homeschooling, even if the child is young, like you're starting out at 3 years old, and I know you've purchased some things and that's okay, but I would say do not purchase any curriculum, and definitely do not purchase any brand new curriculum if you want to try a curriculum. Because you feel like curriculum is the way to go for you and that fits your lifestyle, buy it secondhand. Read reviews, look at other, there's plenty of YouTubes out there that of people reviewing information. And I didn't really know to look for information. I tried to find what I could, but I wish I would have saved myself some dollars and not purchased any curriculum and saved myself that headache. Because of all of the curriculum failures that we've had, we are now what you would call unschooling. So we don't really do curriculum right now. We're taking a break from curriculum. I know some that really like certain ones, and you can definitely have me on again, and I can talk about curriculum some more. But don't buy anything. If you want to invest in something, take your children to the zoo, take them on experiences. I preach this over and over and over again. If the one thing that you do when you bring them home first, I would say, is to reconnect with them. If you're pulling them out of the school system and they have been at public school for any amount of time, whether it be a semester or a whole year or a couple years, you need to bring them home and do some deschooling. And what deschooling is it's just a time to rest and reset. You are reconnecting with your child. They're getting pulled from one environment to another, so it's a huge life change for them, going from having a structure to having no structure and staying at home. What do we do with that? How do we connect back to each other? So for every year that your child is in school, you should take a month out of school to rest and not do any like curriculum based activity. Okay,
That's good.
so we didn't get to do that when I brought my children home. I brought them home, we had our winter break or whatever, and January 1st I'm like, we are getting on it, we're gonna start homeschool. And that was the wrong thing to do. I strongly suggest for parents to just take that time to go on the trip that they've been wanting to go on. And if you can't afford to do that, take day trips to different parks, go see museums, go to landmarks that you wanted to see, go learn about the history, go to the nature center, go to where the children have been wanting to go for the last, who knows, if it's a store, whatever it is. Go and connect with your family again. because the whole point of having a successful homeschool is to be able to connect with your children.
Yes, I agree. I agree completely. Oh, that is so great. Thank you for that little word of wisdom there. For sure. And some people I heard you say, go to the museum or something like that. And people are like, but that's not free. Actually, there are a lot of free things. Like over here, we have a museum who does a free entry one day a month. So if you go on that particular day, you can get in for free. So if you just go and search some different things online, if you can't afford, you can find free activities to go to do with your family and your kids. So yes.
Yes,
Excellent.
yes.
Oh, thank you so much for that. That's wonderful. Okay, Tiffany, we need to know, how do we connect with you? Where can we find you?
Yes. Okay, so you can find me on Facebook at the Ultimate Homeschool Community. I also have a Facebook group at the Ultimate Homeschool Community Facebook group. We also are with Tenderheart Ministries. You can find me on Facebook at Tenderheart Ministries. I don't use too many other socials right now. I do have an Instagram with the Ultimate Homeschool, and then you can find my podcast on iHeartRadio, on I think it's Player FM, Podbean. I am hopefully going to be on Apple Podcasts soon once they approve me. So
Okay.
I'm just getting started too.
Okay, cool. That's exciting. Yes. So, yeah, make sure you follow up with Tiffany. She's a great resource. I definitely will be joining all of those things because the more community you have, and especially those who have some experience, it really makes a difference. So I really appreciate you sharing all of this wonderful information and for your encouragement. You really made a huge difference for me today, and I believe that
Good.
there's someone else out there listening who really needed to hear this as well.
Great. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.